Eduyas Perkei Mishnah Dal. Rebbeleza Oimer Shnei Dvar Mikula Beishamah Mechumre Beisil. Dam Yoledes Shaloi Tovlo. We've had before Dam Toihar, which is the 33 days post Leda, after 7 days for Leda Zohar, or the 66 days post Leda's Nekeva, which even if a woman is Roya Dam, that Dam is Dam Leda, but it's not part of the Leda, and it's not Dam Nido or Dam Zivo. Samel, it's Dam Toihar, and it's not Metame. What about a Yoledes Shaloi Tovlo? So we have a woman who's Yoledes, she's Tomei, she's Asur Labaila, and she's Tomei if she wasn't Tevelas yet Bemikva. If she'd have a Ri'iyah's Dam, that Ri'iyah would not create a new Tumah, but Lamaisa, she's still Tomei because she wasn't Tevelas yet Bemikva. So Lamaisa, Dam Yoledes Shaloi Tovlo, she has a Ri'iyah's Dam, that Dam itself is the Yoitze from a goof of somebody who's Tomei. The two liquids that come out of a person's body, b'derechlal aroik, spit, and mei raglayim. Those liquids have a din that they're metame. Not mitzad the riyas dam. The liquid itself is a dava hametame because it's yoitze from a person who's tame. However, what Beshamay is being makel over here is that it has a din only ruka meimer ragleya, which are only metame in liquid form. Once they harden and they dry, then they don't have a din. Let's say if they're a little bit spit got on her beged is not metame. Or if let's say the meimer raglayim there was a spot on a beged, that's not metame. Beisil loymer metame lach v'yovish. The nekuda is that dam nido is metame as an entity for itself, not just as mashke hayoytze mehanido, but it's dam nida, it's the cheftza of nidus itself, and melet's metame even biyovesh. The shal zovir, this is not dam nidus. You have a woman who be'etzem, when she's seeing dam, she should be toyed. It's yimei toyar. She rather wasn't tevel's b'mikvah, so she's tome like a nida. So that's why there's an issue over here between Bisham and Bisil. A woman that has a ziva in the same type of situation, which is yoledes, that is metame belach v'yovesh, because that has a din of ziva. What this means is a woman who was a zova, and she was taka tmeo, she was asur, and she didn't go through yet the process of shiva nekiyim, and then she was a yoledes before she was ever metare herself, so she's a yoledes. She's now in a state where she's Tomei, so that Tumah, that Dam that comes out of her as a Yoledes, that for sure has a din of Ziva, and that would be Metame Belach or Biyovish. Mishnah Hey. Arbo Achim, we're back to Yonei Yevomis, where we had Kama Nekudas between Beisham and Beisilo. There's four brothers. Shnai Mehem Nesu and Shtei Achoyz. The two four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi Yehuda. Two of them are married to Rochel and Leah, two sisters. Mesu hanesuim lachoyis, Reuven and Shimon, the ones who were married to Rochel and Leah, died. So now Rochel and Leah, who are sisters, both fall to Levi and Yehuda. No, let him be miyabim one, let him be miyabim one. Not so pashut. Harelu choltzois v'leim is yabim. Yibim is also because at the point of Nefila to Levi and Yehuda, both of them, Rochel and Leah, each one is achoyz kukosoy. We mentioned this earlier by other machlokesin that there's a din of pashtus derabbanan, could be even deraisa, that there's a state of quasi marriage when a man has a woman who's kukoloy, that she's her yevama. The fact that she's asura l'shuk and the fact that she's imedes l'siyabem itself is a state of marriage. So now, Levi and Yehuda are both in this state of Zika to Rochel and Leah. So Rochel is Achoyz Kukosom, and Leah is Achoyz Kukosom. They can't marry either one. Therefore, there's no choice. Choltzos for Levi's Yavis. Again, the state of Achoyz Chalutzos is not Mafkia. It's not like Achoyz Yishtoi. If it's Rabban, certainly not. Even if it's their Isa, it's not Mafkia that there is no Din Yibum, but there is an Issa to marry them. Vim Kidmu V'Kontzu, Yoitziu. The Tanakama holds that Lamaisa, if one of them is over and marries Achoyz Kukosu, Yoytziu, he has to get rid of her. Reblaz Oimer, Reblaz says, no, it's not so partial. Mishum Beishamai Yikaimu, Zekula of Beishamai, that's why it's mentioned here. Beis Shammai holds that achoyz kukosoi is only a quasi, it's a weak state of ishus. So if Levi would be over the issa of achoyz kukosoi and be bo on Rochel, the marriage with him and Rochel is chal. Now Leah's zika goes off, it's poka, because she's now achoyz ishtei proper, not achoyz kukosoi. So mele, he can stay married to the one that he was bola. He might have done the original maisa b'issa, obi yikaimu. Beis Elohim yetziu. The Chacham were maimed divrem, since they were goyzu achoyz kukosoi, they didn't take that off post facto b'dievet. Mishnah Vov. Akavya b'malal, hey, abodvan. We have very little in Shas from Akavya b'malal. Famous Mishnah, the beginning of the third parak in Ovah, is where Akavya b'malal loimer, dal, if they, the musr that a yid takes with him when he's by a levaya, dal, if they miyata oimid, they miyata osa litnim v'cheshmin. So here we have Akavya b'malal in a very personal light. It's mentioned over here in Idiyos, because we're talking about four things that he had a Kabbalah. Akavya b'malal, the Gemara says, was from the Gedolei Olam. Let's see how the Mishnah describes it. The Gemara says that Loinilal Sharei Ho'azoro, which means Erev Pesach, when they closed the gates, and most of Klai Yisrael was there for the Korban Pesach, there was nobody greater in the Azoro. He was the Gadol Hador, unequivocally. However, he was not the Rosh HaBezdin, he's not part of the Mishnayis, in the beginning of Ovis, the Shalshelis, because there were certain things that he had a shita not like the Chacham, and because of that he stood unto himself. Little details in Halacha, but that was his Midas HaEmes, that he stood by it. Akavim HaMalal Heid Arbedvam, he had a Maseris on four Halachas. Omru Loi Akavya, they said to him, Chazor Becho, Barbedvam She Yisraim HaMenascha Av Bezin LeYisrael, Be'etzem you're the Godel Ador. This wasn't Chanufo. They're not flattering him, he was talking to Godel Ador. But the Reish Av Bezin LeYisrael has to be, he has to uphold what Reiv the Chachmi Yisrael passed. And he wasn't willing to go along with that. He held that this is not called a Reiv. He had a Messiah and he held that they have to listen to him. Everybody should look at me and see that I could have been Oilel Gedula. And Lamais, it's worth it to spend my whole life that way with a missed opportunity. Missed opportunity over here is not for personal advancement. It's to be the Godel Ador, to be the If I give in on something that I hold as halacha, then what I'm doing is I'm compromising me this emes. That's a rosh lufnei amokim. Look at the helega akavim memalal. If there's even a chash that I was choizer al midas or emes because of a shteller, because of sorrow, because of that position, again, not for personal benefit, to benefit Klal Yisrael, then I'm compromising Midas HaEmes. I'm compromising the integrity of Chachmei HaTorah. So Mel, I'm not going to do it. Now the Mishnah goes to the four things. Hu hayu mitame, sar ha-pikudo, v'dam ha-yorok. He had a chumro that he was mitame, sar ha-pikudo z'alocha in Tzoras. If the one of the, in the beginning of Parshas Mitzoyru, that means beginning of Parshas Tazriah, the Parsha of Tzoras, so one of the simonim of a nega that's metame is the Kohen sees a nega, and there's a nega that's described by Baheres on the skin of a person. And in the skin, after that, either it spreads or there's a ser lovon, that there's a ser shocher in the Baheres that then turns into a ser lovon. That's a simon tumah. The ser lovon has to be there after the nega is there. It has to grow in the nega. If the ser lovon is there before the nega, it's not a simen tumah. The discussion over here is sar ha-pikudo. Pikudo over here is like v'yafked ha-melech pikidim in Megillas Esther. Kilu, it's like an appointment. The ser was here in the Baharis, but then the Baharis disappeared. And then the Baharis grew back around the ser. On the one hand, now the Baharis in its second coming, it was here after the Seir Lovan. The Seir Lovan shouldn't be a symptom. On the other hand, the Seir Lovan was a Seir Lovan that grew in a Nega. So it appointed the second Nega as an official Nega. That's why it's called Sarah Pekuda. So there's a Machlekes over here. He held that's tummy. That's one Nekuda of his. Dam Hayorek is a Halacha in colors of Dam, what we call Maris. And the shayla is different shades of red. We're metame bizman, is there anything that has any shade of red? However, there's different shades that have a netil lad mumis, a very complicated sugya. Exactly what's metame, which types of dam? In the times of Chazal, they were much more bekim, even in types of dam that are not dam nido. So there's a type of color, yorok over here, by the way, doesn't mean green. You have this by a suregim also. Green dam is not dam, that's nothing, that's just an infection. It's pos. What we're talking over here is something that has a yellowish, goldish look, which could be similar, if you look at it in the light, it could have a reddish tint. It's similar, the Mepharshim explained, that what it means is it's like the color of the yolk of an egg. Well, you can hear already, it's not pure yellow, it's a yellowish that has maybe an orangish, reddish tint. And it's similar to a marat mumis, and because of that, there's a mokoim to be mitame, we're mitahir, akav memal, hell no, that's dam nido. It's interesting halacha where you have a bechor. A bechor is born, a bechor of behemoth tahira, and the Torah says that it has din of kedushas bechor. Lemaisa, even if it becomes a psul, even if it becomes a balmum, so it can't be brought as a korban bechor, but it can be eaten as psul amagdashim. The halacha is that you're not allowed to work it. It's also be'avoyde u'begizo. Begizo means you can't be netted from the hair. So now the shayla is, what happens if hair was shorn off or hair fell off? You can't be netted from the hair. If hair was shorn off, or even if it fell off, they asked it midrabanan, they asked it the hair. You're not allowed to be goizes it, but if it fell off, midraisi, you're allowed to be netted. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to be netted. What happens if the behemoth was nishkat to eat? So then you could take the wool as part of the behemoth ashkuta, and you can be netted from the wool. So they had an edler case. Who are you, Matir Sar Bechor Balmum? The hair of a Bechor Balmum Shenoshar. It fell out. It should be Osir. But then it was put away. Tak, it's Osir Bano. There's a piece of wool there which could be used. You can make a pillow out of it. Shehid Noshar, it fell out. Vinicha Bechaloin. They put it away in storage. They put it in a window. I don't know why it says that Loshna Bechaloin. Vachar Kach Shchoto. And then the Bechor was shechted. So he held they weren't goyzer b'chiyai gavna because now it's not the sar shenosha, it's sar of a shchuta. The chacham hold that's also because since lemaisa it fell out, that renders it also doesn't become mutter afterwards al yedei shchita. Hu hayoimer ein mashkin loyos agiyos v'loyos shivkum shukres. We're talking here about mashkin mei soita. He was medayik in the psukim. The pasuk says Yitna Hashem oisach la'olah l'shvua. If she was takamazana in Parshas Nosa, she's cursed. Besoich amech. Besoich amech is somebody who is part of the nation. A giyoris or a shivcha meshuchreres, who is essentially a giyoris, don't have that din. They're not besoich amech. There's no din meisoit. It will not be boidik them. V'acham b'mi mashkin. Amru loy, they told him, Maisa b'karkimis, there was a place, Karkimis, that there was a shivcha b'shukhrer, sh'ayis b'shalayim, v'shkua sh'mayim b'avtalim. They told him, there's a messer from sh'mayim b'avtalim. Here we see, by the way, which door he was in. He was the door Pashtus, following sh'mayim b'avtalim. We see that the idea to make him the Av Bezdin was l'chayre b'doyroi shal shamay. That means he was on a par with shamay, the heilig of shamay azokin, which makes the first part of the Mishnah all the more astonishing. And Lamaisa, there was a Maseris from the Dor HaKodum, from Shemayim Avtalyoin, that they did do the din of Mei Soita by a Shivchum Shukras. Omar Lohem says, no, I'm not Mekabel. Dugmo Hishkua. They made an example. Dugmo means an example. They made an example out of it. That means that it wasn't done for real. It was done just as a scare tactic, because that was the last Tufa before the end of Bayi Sheni. Maybe there was more Znus. Well, they did that. Chachomim held that this was a zilzul in the Messiahs, in the integrity of the Messiahs HaTorah. We're telling you over this was a Maaseh Shehoyah, you b'deichah the Maaseh Shehoyah. He held Allah, it's not that way. He had a Kabbalah that it wasn't a real case of Soita. V'nidu, they put him into Chel. Umeis b'niduyo, he was nifter in a state of being Menuda. Menuda is a process that's described in Gemara Chagiga where the Chachom could be Marchik Mishalohem. Avad, he didn't do an Averu, but they felt that he had to be publicly censored, even though he was from the Gedolei Hador, in order that the integrity of Maseiros HaTorah, of the Maseiros HaPsak, should be upheld. Find the same concept in the Gemara, where the Gemara says that Reb Lozer Ben Hurkanus, who was also the undisputed God, wasn't Mekabel certain Psakim of the Sanhedrin, And they put him in Nidui. Now here the Mishnah says something interesting. He was mazed in Niduyoi, v'soklu bezden es aroinoi. The halacha is that somebody who is mace bin Niduyoi, we'll see in Yetz Hashem, the end of the Mishnah, is that there's such a din. And they were makayim that din of somebody who was in Nidui. He was ostracized. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, chas v'shom sh'akam din esnado, she'en azor ninelas b'fnei kolodim Yisrael b'chochma b'yir eschait. Like we said, Klal Yisrael was together one time of the year by Karban Pesach. The Azorah didn't close. The doors of the Azorah didn't close on somebody who was greater in Torah and in Yiras Chet. Both Torah and Yiras Shemayim, like a Kavi member. All this mean Nidu. They weren't Menada him. There was a Mesiris. They were Menada somebody who was Mefakbek in the Mesiris of Chazal. Kavi Memalal Chas V'Shom. He had his Mesiris. And that Avada, it's not Shaykh that they were Mezalzal him. They ostracized him. There was somebody, one of the Chacham, otherwise unknown of, and that's why he's unknown, because he was ostracized. He was mefakpik on the gzeira of Tahiras Yodayim. We've described before different ideas of Tahiras Yodayim. He was mefakpik on that, because of that they were mezalzel. They ostracized him. And when he died, even though he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, but Lamaisa, since he was ostracized, Kishameis Shulchu Bezdin V'nichu Evan Al Aroine. They didn't throw rocks at him. What they did was they put an Evan Al Aroine symbolically as a state of nidui, as a state of being left out. Melamed Shekola Mesnado Meis B'niduyoi Soiklon Al Aroine. This is what they do. They put an Evan on Aroine, but it's a Gnai. Akavim and Malal certainly didn't undergo that. We could ask ourselves, we just mentioned before, if Loz ben Horkinis was Mace ben Aduya. So the truth of the matter is that we find over there in the Gemara that when he was Nifter, Chachmi Yisrael said, Huta Ritzua, the Nidu is off. They did not let him go to his Kvura, the Heliger of Loz ben Horkinis, in a state of Nidu. It was only necessary as a temporary measure, but he was not Be'etzim Menuda. How could it be? He was the God Ladar. Maybe one could say that even the original Nidu was only over there because it was a trying time. It was right after Churban Bayis Sheni. And the real threat to splinter Psokim and a threat to the integrity of the Mesiris of Chazal was real. And because of that, they had to go there. They had to do an extraordinary measure of being Menada the God Lador. But 3 days before that, in the door of Shammai V'Hillel, that they were Menada a Godel Hador, that's impossible, and that's why the Mishnah is Doicha, that wasn't the Metzias. The Mishnah Zayin, finishes off the episode. It should be inspiring, the Bikush for Midas Emes. Let's see what the Mishnah says. Bishas misoser omer libnoi. As he was ready to be Nifter, he said to his son, Bini, chazo b'chom abed varam she'isi yoyim, and bim chazo on the four things, roiv chach misol hold not like me. I am certain I have a Meseri not that way. I have to go with my Psaq. But you don't have a right to do that. Why weren't you chosen? I have a Mesiris that a Bezdin in the previous generation had a Bezdin where there was a Ribuy of Kakomim that held that way. They claim there were discrepancies in the Mesiris on small details. They claim they have the Rev on their side. And I get schar from my Midas HaEmes. They get schar for their Midas HaEmes, but I had to uphold my Midas HaEmes. Avalato shamatim b'ayochid. You heard from me. Look what Akav Milal is saying. He's saying, my word to you should be bottle klape as a yochid, should be bottle klape u'mipia merubim to the Rav of Chachmi Yisrael. Mutav laniach divrei ayochid v'lechaz divrei merubim. He never argued on the authenticity of the Mesiris of Rav Chachmi Yisrael. He said, I had a bezdin of Rav that said like me. It seems that the son of Akavya, we don't know what his name was not well known to the Chachamim. They should be mekabel him as one of the Chachmi Yisrael. Give them a hamlotza. Give them an introduction. I'm not going to do that. Flattery, because I say that somebody is a big person, they should be mekabel. That I'm not going to do. Om Allah Shema Avla Matzosbi, do you hold that I'm not Roy to sit amongst the Chachamim? Om Allah Lav, I hold you're an Adam Gadol. Masecha Yikarvucha, Masecha Yirechakucha. You'll have to go to the Chachamim, you'll have to prove yourself in Chokhmah, in Yerushalayim, in Ma'isim Tovim. And if you're not up to their standard, then they won't be mekabel you. If you're up to their standard, that means he was upholding that the Chachmei Yisroel were the final say-so on godless. This was his final tzavo on Taka upholding the authenticity of the godless of the Chachamim, despite the fact that he disputed them. That was because of his midas or emes, but not because he disputed the idea that Chachmei Yisroel are the final kaveya, both in terms of halach and both in terms of who they merakek and who they mekarev. It's a window of seeing into the, a little bit, a glimpse into the world of our Heilige Tanoim and Amiroim.